got no oak or no blade to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Hell, that never gets old, does it? That's great. We are vicious criminals, and we are Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, uncovering the veil of home ownership with the power of truth, justice, and the American way. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 corporation, not-for-profit, of course, assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH, write this down, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. Or you may certainly visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. We believe this is your year to own a home. All you have to do to get started is call the Reach folks and let them do their job. That's what they do. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, Mary Jones and her counterpart, Nathalie King, will join us from the Agora Community Service Corporation in Chicago, Illinois. And then Reach Radio has a special offer exclusively for Reach Radio listeners. Then we'll have a special guest appearance from Mort Ages. He's back, and he's ready to rant. And, of course, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now, Reach Radio's voice of wisdom and full-time news producer, Steve Cody. How you doing today, Steve?
I'm great, Alan. How are you?
Having a good day.
Good. Well, in the news today, new home sales are up 16.4% year over year, and there's a five-month supply ready to sell. Mortgage rates crept up last year, even as property values rose, and U.S. homeowners with properties in flood zones gained major traction in their fight to impose a four-year delay on federal flood insurance premium hikes. Mortgage fraud is growing at an alarming rate. That's the bad news. The good news is no Florida cities are listed in the top 10 mortgage fraud areas. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development on Friday unveiled a broad proposal to reform the Real Estate Settlement and Procedures Act, which would take a strong look at good faith estimates and junk fees. Federal regulators are urging funding for National Housing Trust Fund, and I'll have details of those and other stories coming up at the bottom of the hour here on the Reach Radio Network.
Well, thanks. I can't wait to hear about those fees. When we return, our first guest will tell us what a housing counselor can do to you to help you save your home. So stay with us. Reach Radio is sitting on the front porch swing, banging on a diamond just to hear it ring. And here it comes. Here's that ring.
Ding. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number four, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. here to tell you about the all-new REACH membership program. You know, if you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. They say membership has its advantages, and they are right. Now, REACH has a special membership program that will save home buyers time and money during the home buying process. Here's a list of the valuable courses included in the annual membership. There's a foreclosure and modification counseling course, a post-modification counseling course, a six-hour first-time home buyers course, and that has a value of $35. There's a 2 hours of one-on-one counseling, a $25 value, another hour of back-to-work education, a $35 fee for that, 1 hour of mortgage products training. Now, it covers FHA, VA, conventional, and hybrid reverse mortgage loans, $35 value for that. There's post-purchase and home repair training, another $35 value, a one-hour budgeting class, yet another $35 value, and a class on landlord law. That could be helpful, and that's a $35 value, a one-hour fair housing class. Plus, you get two free credit checks per year. That all by itself is a $40 value. When you add up the cost of all these valuable education homebuyer programs, you would normally pay $235. But for a limited time, REACH is offering REACH Radio listeners the REACH membership program for only $99. You heard it right, $99. That's $136 savings just for saying you heard about it on REACH Radio. Call the good folks at REACH today and tell them you would like to sign up for the REACH membership education program. Their toll-free number, 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or 855-487-3224. These HUD-approved programs are absolutely necessary for you to qualify for our home ownership programs. The information gained by attending these classes will help you understand the home buying process and assist you in purchasing your first home. That's the home you've been waiting for, right? All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? You can take these classes until you feel confident that you understand all the information that you need to get your dream home. To enroll, call the good folks at REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Joining us in the studio today is Mary Jones, Executive Director of Agora Community Services Corp., and Nathalie Thompson King, of the same organization. You're down from Chicago, came down to visit us in the warm weather in sunny South Florida. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Great. Well, I know you have a lot of great information to share with us. And one of our biggest problems that we have in our job here is convincing people that we can actually do what we say we're going to do. And we hear it all the time. Oh, I just can't believe you can do that. I better get an attorney. I don't think I can go any other way. And we know that's not true. And Mary, you have a story about such a person, right?
Many stories.
That's great.
Many stories. The one in particular is just a general understanding that people did not know what housing counseling was. You know, they picture themselves sitting on a couch and someone telling them, well, you've got some problems. How long you been having those problems? Well, you know, we're really going to hope that you get a resolution to that. Well, people didn't need anyone to tell them that they had a problem.
Right.
And they didn't understand what housing counseling offered. And now it's our job to make sure that not that we're delivering the services, but that they know what they are.
Right. What is housing counseling? You sit down and have a talk with your house?
Good one.
No, what exactly does that entail?
Housing counseling, and this is what we've coined at Agora, is whatever housing question or concern that you have, a housing counselor would be able to either address it or point you in the appropriate direction to get it answered.
Right.
Now we're talking, your best interest.
Right. Now we're talking about people who are in foreclosure or they're beginning the foreclosure process.
Any housing question. Because remember, you might be a single mom and then you're getting married. Maybe you have an apartment or you have a house and it's just a one bedroom. Well, you're getting ready to make a housing decision when you get married. You need a bigger house, right?
Right.
You need to understand how to transition just from that one bedroom to that four. Mm-hmm. You need to know what financial responsibilities you're going to have or how they're going to change or the timetable with having them both. So whatever the housing question is, you want someone that understands what housing is and be able to take your particular situation and give you strategies that you can pick from.
Right. Most people think, well, we need a bigger house. So what do you want? Well, two-bedroom, let's just find a house and see what's out there. And that's like throwing a dart into a dartboard with blindfold on. You just don't know what you're aiming for, and you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
So that's why.
It's like a box of chocolate.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's absolutely true. So you really need some help and direction into making the right choice. And
exactly.
I know that Reach has a lot of programs. And I'm sure you're in the same, because we're all part of the Home Free.
One big happy family.
Yeah, one big family. So we try to direct and point people into the right direction. And we have many courses that are available for people to enroll in that will help them make that decision.
Exactly.
What kind of stories do you have for us about people that just don't believe that we can do what we say we can do?
We had a client once that got a letter from their lender. We applied for a modification. Well, the letter said that her mortgage was $185,000, her mortgage balance.
Right.
And it also said that there was going to be a forgiveness of $124,000 of it.
Wow.
Of course, the borrower read it, didn't understand it, wasn't even excited about it. They had not a clue what it meant.
They didn't chuck it in the trash, did they?
No, they brought it into us because we really asked them, whatever correspondence you get, bring it in.
Right.
So she brought it in, made her appointment, brought it in, and we sat down with her and asked her, do you have any idea what this is telling you? And she said, no. What is it saying?
Oh.
Well, what it was saying was that your bank is forgiving over $100,000 of your principal balance.
Wow.
And that's going to bring your mortgage payment down to $624 a month.
Wow, wow.
All the way from, I think it was like $2,300.
Well, of course.
And she fell out the chair, literally.
Really?
Literally.
Well, I know we're making adjustments. We had this terrible crash in 2008. The market dropped out from everyone, and people were, the term underwater became something other than scuba diving. who would have thought that we would be in this kind of condition? And it's a good thing that these agencies have popped up to help people.
Because that's the other part of it. It's good to know that we're out here trying to help people avoid foreclosure. But the other part of it is getting the understanding to the homeowner and future homeowner that it's the homeowner's responsibility and the community at large to protect their equity.
Right.
To protect the fact that this is my market value right now. What can I do to make sure that my market value is protected? Well, it's all about information.
Absolutely.
Information and the sharing of that information in communities. Black clubs are almost non-existent now. They need to be revamped, in even if they exist, because they only exist for the summer black club.
Right.
Street parties.
Right.
That's usually all that happens in it.
Well, that's why we started Reach Radio, just so that we can let people know. And like I said earlier, the hardest part that we find is people don't believe it. And what are the fees for housing counselors?
They are F-R-E-E-E-E-E-E.
You know, that's another thing that people, they can't believe. You know, when they call an attorney, and they say, boy, my house is in foreclosure. What am I going to do? Well, the first thing, you need to send me X amount of dollars so we can get started on saving your home. That's not really the case, is it?
And it's okay for them to do that. They're for profit. They're supposed to be looking for business.
Right.
However, a homeowner has to understand, is this my last resort? Because that's the only time to go to an attorney. If it's your last resort.
Right. We always say the red flag comes up if they say we need some money up front, because most of the services at Reach are absolutely free. Now, there is a fee for some of the courses that we offer, and I would imagine it's the same up in Chicago, right?
Right now, Agora doesn't charge any fees. We don't charge any fees, and it's because we're in so many different governmental and state programs that we cannot, because underneath those contracts, there's no need to. Our services are covered. But as far as things that we have right now, services, there is no fee, but it's okay to charge fees. It just depends on the agency.
Well, they could pay me. Yeah, all right, I'll take a fee.
But if they wanted some additional services, we're looking for banks to sponsor a lot of those services, like housing counseling for two-unit and multi-unit property owners. Well, a lot of times you have a home and you have another property. Well, they need counseling for both of those.
Right.
So we're looking to be able to say, okay, if you're a homeowner, there is information. You may have to pay for some of the counseling for the investment property, but housing counseling to stay in your home is free.
Wow, that's fantastic. And Nathalie, you do all the quality assurance, right? So you're double checking the paperwork, checking it twice, making sure that they're not naughty or nice, right?
Making sure it's nice. Right. That's what we do. We want to ensure that we are, even though our services are free, we want to make sure that our clients are getting top quality service. And when a modification or whatever program that we are submitting them for, we want that package to be one way, go straight to the lender and to be approved, not bounce back and forth.
Right. So. You answered my next question. What would one expect when they come into housing counseling? I mean, what's the first thing, a ton of paperwork that they have to fill out, or is it confusing for them? You guys make it easy? How's that
work? We try to make it as easy as possible. We let them know that we can't guarantee anything, but we will sit them down, explain the process, have them fill out the necessary documents, authorization to speak with the lender on their behalf. And it's an educational process for them also.
Well, that's great. So you take care of everything for them. We sort of do the same thing at Reach. Right. Make it as easy as we can. Because you know what? We're not all attorneys. We're not all Albert Einsteins. I mean, some of this stuff
Absolutely.
Is pretty confusing. The way they put the paperwork down. And then the most important thing is, sign here. Oh, my gosh, what am I signing? What am I getting into? What's it going to be? So we sort of have to take care of that side of it as well. Well, we're speaking with Mary Jones and Nathalie King, and we're talking to them about the work that they do in Chicago, and we will be right back after this short break.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, having as much fun as possible. And our guests in the studio today are Mary Jones and Nathalie Thompson King. They're from Chicago, Illinois. They came down here to join us in the warmer weather. It's been pretty cold up there. Nathalie is the director of quality assurance. Is it insurance or assurance?
Assurance.
I know you've been in the insurance business for 39 years.
Yes, I have.
That's a heck of a career. You must have a lot of knowledge up there, right? When
yes.
I say up there in the head, right?
Yes, up there.
And Mary Jones, she's the executive director of Agora. It's a community service corporation, 501c3, just like Reach is down here in South Florida. They came down to join us in the warm weather, right?
Definitely.
Right. Well, we were talking about the programs that we offer and the courses that we take, and mostly housing counseling. And I'd like to continue on with that because a lot of people really don't understand what housing counseling is. Mm-hmm. And I know it's a one-on-one, but there are also other courses that you offer. And I think what we're trying to make clear is that we can go the attorney route or we can go the housing counseling route. One mm-hmm. costs money, one doesn't. Now, what guarantees do we have that both avenues would accomplish the same course?
Well, we don't have any.
No guarantees.
So sorry. There aren't any guarantees other than one. We guarantee, housing counseling will guarantee that you will understand your position.
Mm-hmm.
Housing counseling will guarantee that you'll be able to put together a strategy, a game plan to ride out that particular crisis in your life and to go on to the next. Even if you lose your home,
right.
you're still able to become mortgage ready again and get another home. It's only brick and mortar.
Right.
You can get another house. The thing is how can I get on a path to recovery? And that's where you'll get with a housing counselor that you will not get with an attorney. Please pardon me, attorneys. However,
well,
it's
true. They can't guarantee it either.
They can't guarantee it either.
It's really up to the banks and the relationship that the counselor has with the bank.
Exactly, because I instruct my counselors when they're talking to the bank that we're saying, your customer, we're assisting your customer.
Right.
Because that's exactly what we're doing. They're not our customer. They're the bank's customer.
Right.
And we want to keep that customer right there. We want to keep them in their homes. So we're assisting your customer so that they would find whatever opportunities that exist that would allow them to stay in their homes and be able to stay in their home. And if they're not able, then they're going to know because we're going to go over that with them beforehand.
Exactly.
And then they can make whatever adjustments they need. The bottom line is it's really the responsibility of the homeowner to make an empowered decision, and it's up to housing counselors to give them that information.
Right. Well, I know you have a really nice success rate. So it's not like we're saying, gee, we don't know if we can help you or not. It's up to the bank. It's up to this. It's up to a person that's qualified, that has the information and knowledge and knows how to deal with the banks. I mean, it's not your first rodeo. You've dealt with banks for a long time. So especially doing what you're doing, and also you're backed up by HUD and FHA and
right.
I guess Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac
yes.
and all those guys, right? Mm-hmm. All those different names.
Tons of information
right.
that we're able to spoon feed according to the specific position that a homeowner may be in, because you don't give them all that information. You give them what directly associates with their situation.
Right. And some of the other courses that you offer are like first-time home buyers?
Oh, yes. First-time home buyers. We have a lot of young people,
mm-hmm.
25 to 40 years old, that are interested in buying homes now. The key is they want to sidestep. They want to know what the foreclosure and mortgage deficiency pitfalls are.
they're
excited. Yes.
Right.
They do not want to have or be involved in what we just went through. They want something different, and they're really hungry for it. And they are the best people in our classes are the young ones. We never have to remind them they're there.
They got it.
They're there.
Well, you know, we tell our listeners this every week, and it's true. And I was amazed to find this out myself. HUD considers a first-time home buyer someone who hasn't owned a home in 3 years.
Right.
So you could own 10 or 15 homes, but if you take a 3-year gap and you don't own a home, they consider you to be a first-time home buyer. Is there any advantages to that?
Oh, opportunity.
Hmm. Right.
Because now you can get – it is unheard of that you could get a down payment assistance for $10,000 and your closing costs are $4,000 and you get to keep the whole 10 as a down payment. It used to go back and be put back into the pot for someone else. Now you're able to not only keep it, but you can layer it with other down payment assistance programs. So you can actually end up having hardly all the money that you saved up for the closing. You could keep it in your bank.
Wow.
And start off that home ownership on a good foot.
Wow.
Because down payment is now, that money is being paid to your closing costs and down payment, which now is what? Equity.
Oh, my gosh.
It's unheard of. This is the first time it has ever happened.
I was going to say, I've never heard of that. Usually you have to clunk a big amount of money down, and with the crash and everything that's happened in the marketplace, they're looking for 20% down.
No.
That's gone.
First-time home buyer is an opportunity because you can take advantage of the down payment assistance programs that are out here now and layer them.
Is there a name for that? What do they call that?
Layering. No.
I knew that.
I'm sorry. No, there are different down payment assistance programs from the state and from the city. And those particular programs, not all of them, but we have to determine which ones actually will allow these two to layer together.
That's why you need to go to a counselor, folks. That's the reason right there, that you need to have a counselor help you out. Are there any other programs that that help out someone like that? That's the down payment portion. What about the payment portions? Anything that can help there? Or are they pretty much on their own? You got to make your own payments, right?
Yes, and that's where budgeting comes in. Our budgeting class is financial literacy. People think financial literacy and budgeting is the same thing. It's not. They're connected because you need one to do the other.
Right.
Financial literacy is an awareness of your management of your money. Budgeting is the actual act. So the act of, if you take the financial literacy and you don't do a budget, why do you have the financial literacy?
Right. Then the fourth part of that is actually following that budget.
Following that budget. And we give them excitement about budget because it's a plan. It's a future that actually can become so real that it actually happens.
I know my problem would be, do I go to the Bahamas this weekend or do I pay the house payment? I guess I better pay the
budget
house
will payment. Help you make that decision.
That's right. That's exactly right. Staying on budget.
Yes.
And I know Reach offers those classes as well as you do. We're kind of in the same business here, folks. Our guests came down from Chicago because it's 11 degrees up there.
Well, the real reason we came down.
That's what I was getting to.
The real reason we came down is because housing counseling is an industry that is so much work to be done. Our main goal is to make sure we're collaborating, we're sharing information, we're sharing strategies, and that we're able to collaborate in any way that we can to reach more people.
Absolutely.
And that's why we came to Reach.
I like the way you said that. Reach more people. Yeah. Don't miss out. Reach out. And you're right, because you get to collaborate with other folks that are in the business, and you learn their tricks, they learn your tricks, and it just makes it better for everybody involved. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, what's your favorite story? Up in Chicago, Nathalie, what are you? I know you do the hard work. You're the one that checks all the numbers, right?
Well, I also get the opportunity to take part in what we call closings for one of our programs that's also here in Florida, the Hardest Hits program.
That's right. That's a great program.
I've had the opportunity to do the closing aspect with a couple of clients, and just to see the joy and the relief mm-hmm. on these individuals that initially came in the office frightened and afraid and thinking they're going to end up sleeping under the viaduct or in a box somewhere.
Right.
And now I can remember this one client who came in. She had, she was making about $70,000. Lost her company, went belly up. Now she's working. She had a part-time job. We enrolled her in the Hardest Hits program. And the program is subsidizing her mortgage. She only has to pay, like $200 and some odd a month, and the program is paying the rest. This lady literally danced in the reception area. She literally leaped for joy. And just to to be able to play a part in that is just so special.
Right. Well, we can only speak about it, folks. You have to come and find out for yourself. It doesn't cost you a penny to find out if we're being truthful and honest with you, which we are, of course, or we wouldn't be here on the radio doing that. So we're going to take a short break. We're speaking with Mary Jones, Executive Director of Agora Community Services, and Nathalie Thompson King. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break. As promised, it's time for Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our top-notch news producer Steve Cody. And Steve, are you ready to go in 3, 2, 1.
And lift off. Here we go. Sales of newly built single-family homes fell 7% to an annual rate of 414,000 units in December. This, according to HUD and the Census Bureau. Now, despite the monthly drop, home sales in 2013 were actually up 16.4% over the previous year. The number of new homes fell to a five-month supply at the current sales pace. All numbers point to a continued decline in foreclosures last year, but it didn't stop home flippers from stepping up their activity. According to numbers released by RealtyTrack, home flips in 2013 were up 16% from 2012 and 114% from 2011. Investors also took in more money per flip compared to 2012, thanks to continued advances in home prices. The average gross profit for a home flip last year was just over $58,000. That's up nearly $13,000 from the previous year's average. Mortgage fraud is growing at an alarming rate, according to credit verification provider Kroll Factual Data. It's particularly bad news considering the increased compliance requirements from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau related to the qualified mortgage relation this month. So do borrowers need to fib on their application? Well, it looks like more and more are. Even with indications that the economy and the housing market are getting better, we're seeing the threat of misrepresentation in mortgage applications, said Rod Banzi, the president of Kroll. Kroll notes that the potential for mortgage fraud has increased more than 10% nationally, the third consecutive quarter of increases. Additionally, there are 10 markets where mortgage fraud is likely to increase at a rate much greater than the national average. No Florida cities were in the top 10. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development on Friday unveiled a broad proposal to reform the Real Estate Settlement and Procedures Act, including provisions that would expand HUD's enforcement authority under the act. Chief among the proposals are changes to the so-called good faith estimate that lenders provide to borrowers prior to mortgage closing. HUD wants a standard GFE for both brokers and lenders that discloses the key elements of the loan and seeks to limit the junk fees that are often associated with many brokered loans. The proposed GFE would consolidate closing costs into major categories to prevent junk fees and display the total estimate loan charges prominently on the very first page so that a borrower can more easily compare loan offers. In addition, HUD's new proposal rule would specify the charges that can and cannot change at the settlement. For those fees that can change, HUD wants to limit the amount of allowable changes. Congratulations are in order to Mel Watt. He managed to secure his position of director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, but before he can even finish putting his nameplate on the door, federal regulators are already filling up his to-do list. Senators Jack Reed, Barbara Boxer, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders spearheaded an initiative to end the suspension of contributions to the National Housing Trust Fund and also the Capital Management Fund. 33 senators signed a letter to Watt urging him to that suspension. The NHFT and the CMF were created back in 2008 in order to address the shortage of affordable rental housing. However, neither has been consistently funded over the years. The money comes and the money goes. While the senators are for reforming the government-sponsored enterprises, they do want the government to get its bearings in order first. The affordable rental housing crisis has prompted Congress on a bipartisan basis to create the NHTF and the CMF. That effort has only gotten worse in the last years, according to that letter. Since passage of the House and Economic Recovery Act in 2008, the number of homes affordable for renters has gone below 30% of area median income. And that is the news for this afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Steve. We appreciate the news from you. Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, enjoying the fine sunny weather here in South Florida with our two guests from Chicago, Illinois. Mary Jones, she's the executive director of Agora Community Services Corp, and Nathalie Thompson King, both down from Chicago, enjoying the warm sunny weather we have down here. Welcome back. All right, we want to talk about the options and procedures that we have to go through to save your home. Folks, if your home is in foreclosure, or if you think you're going to lose it, or things are just wobbly and you can't stand up straight, well, then maybe you need a little housing counseling and a little help from our friends. And that's just what we're here to talk about, and we hope that you'll take heed and enjoy some of the fine services that REACH has to offer, as does our counterpart in Chicago, Illinois, Agora Community Services Corp. Again, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for asking us on the show again. I am so excited about an opportunity to just convey to the general public that housing counseling is here for information.
Right.
And the information that is needed is, what is your position right now, and what are your options to reach a resolution? Sometimes it's not even about being in foreclosure. Sometimes, as well as with the hardest hit, it was just being in a better position.
Right.
If you have a mortgage interest rate of 8 or 9%, you need to come, whether you're in foreclosure or not, to see if you can qualify to bring that interest rate down. Because guess what? That opportunity is not going to stay. Mm-hmm. That opportunity is going to vanish as far as decreasing your interest rates.
Right. So we know that the interest rates are starting to climb.
To climb
just
a little bit. But they're not at 8 or 9.
No, not at all. And does that also count if your house is underwater, the so-called phrase underwater?
Yes, because if anything at all, it's going to bring your monthly mortgage down.
Right.
Therefore, it's going to bring down what you ultimately owe because you're not paying as much interest.
Is that right? The interest rates and any forgiveness on the balance of the home, that's obviously going to make your payments a lot less. So what are the options? What do we have to look at?
Well, if you have high, like I stated, if you're not in foreclosure, you're current on your mortgage, you can actually get a reduction in your interest rate by having a housing counselor review and analyze your current mortgage and apply for HARP. HARP actually will bring your interest rate down, and therefore you'll be able to be in a better position. Of course, there's Making Home Affordable. Making Home Affordable is just that. Take the opportunity to see if you can qualify. You do not have to be behind in your mortgage to qualify for Making Home Affordable. You just have to be at risk of possibly, down the road, maybe, being in trouble.
And that's why it's so important to take a snapshot of where you are
right now.
And when you present that information to your lenders, they'll understand the situation you're in, and they'll help better adjust your balances and your interest rates, right?
Right. One thing I really enjoy is that when most people sign their mortgage documents and sign those notes and all those other documents, they had no clue what they were signing.
Right.
When they get a modification or when they're applying for a modification, they're going through information that now, wow, that's what that meant? Wow, that's what that meant?
Yeah.
And then when they get their modification, we go over their modification with them because it actually replaces the original mortgage.
Right.
And tell them how important it is that they know what that is. And we go through it with them so they know the terms, because now it's your response. Well, it always is, but it's your responsibility to hold up your end of this bargain, which means if you ever run into a problem or see that you are getting a little tight, talk to a housing counselor. You may be pleasantly surprised that there is an opportunity that it can put you in a better position or help you resolve that particular housing concern.
Well, you know, they say knowledge is power, and we would like to say that that's not so. We say the best use of knowledge is power.
Yes.
And you have to put that to use, and you have to learn and educate yourself, or at least let our counselors educate you so that you understand the home buying process. And it'll help you afford what you're doing because you have a better understanding of it, and you work with it a lot better. You put that knowledge to use.
Empowerment. And empowerment actually gives you the opportunity to make wise decisions.
Right. And what other? You have a back-to-work program up there, too?
Back to work is awesome because we also believe that there are so many people that actually did have to leave their homes, but they're able to get back into a home. They might not have been able to actually update, catch up with that mortgage, so now they had to leave the home, but they have a good job. They just couldn't catch up. Right. But they need a home. They have four children, five children, three children, or just simply love a home. They want to be in a home. Well, they should have that opportunity. Back to work with FHA allows them to not have to wait 4 years to get back into a home. Right. They actually have to complete the housing counseling, go to a housing counselor, and go through that process. And it's just a matter of filling out whatever's necessary and applying for the program. And you're going to be able to get a list of those lenders that are working with that program, and you'll be able to be in a home within 2 years after foreclosure.
Absolutely. And I don't believe there's too many attorneys around that could help you do that. And we're not trying to badmouth attorneys here today.
No,
That's not our mission. That's not the object of the conversation. But we are saying that we can do our service people can do what they can do, and we don't charge anything.
Well, the information is they don't have the information. They don't have the options. They don't have they don't have the understanding of the HUD programs because they don't get it.
That's right.
Where are they going to get it? How are they going to stay up to date? That's where they're lacking. The attorneys that are doing modifications, I urge them to allow them to refer them to a counseling agency, because if it gets to a point where bankruptcy is that homeowner's last resort, then that is where the attorney should definitely step in.
Absolutely.
But before that, an attorney would do a great service to communities or a homeowner if they would allow them or ask them, let's see and make sure that this is your last resort.
Right. We don't want to pass go and go directly to bankruptcy. That's why we have these options. We have other options and avenues that you can go down. And like Mary said, that is the last resort. Okay. You know, sort of like the lender of last resort. Bankruptcy is the final chapter. You don't want to go any further than that.
And let me just share one more point. The reason we stress this so much is to have your file and your mortgage analyzed by a counselor before you file bankruptcy. It's because time, what you may qualify for in those options right now, by the time you go through a process with the bankruptcy or with an attorney or with that process, you could actually no longer be eligible for those options.
Mm-hmm.
Because timing is just as important. You can't be, there's one program, FHA has a program, but you can't be no more than 6 months behind. Well, if you get to that seventh month, you no longer qualify for that program.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have been the program that just gave you the resolution that you really needed.
I know some people that are a couple of years behind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's kind of scary. Are there any options for someone that's, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, obviously, but I know some people that are paying a monthly fee to an attorney every single month, hoping that something will be resolved. And after 2 years, what are their options?
It's a delay, and the only hope is that with that delay, they connect with a counseling agency that might be able to plead their case with the lender, because, again, the lender can do whatever they want to do, really. They can make a decision and cut $100,000 off of your principal balance if they wanted to. They could give you a modification if they wanted to. The lender is where the decision is made. So that's where it should stay, because
right,
they have the mortgage.
Let me ask you, coming from Chicago, do you make those lenders a deal they can't refuse, or what?
Well, we plead the case, and we want them to know that if there's any possibility for the homeowner to keep the home, we want them to share that with us, and we will see if that borrower can fit that particular option. And then the thing is, too, there isn't anything that the lender doesn't want the home.
Exactly.
Okay? But what we want to be able to do is petition on behalf of the borrower, so that if it's available, we want them to have it.
Right. Plus, the most important thing here, folks, is they have a rapport with the lenders. They've been dealing with them, not just on your case or this case, but hundreds of cases.
Mm-hmm.
So when you call the lender, they know who you are, and you have a better chance of making a deal for them. Well, listen, we appreciate you spending your time. And I know you could be out at the beach here instead of hanging out at the radio studio, but we thank you for stopping by. Mary Jones, the Executive Director of Agora Community Services in Chicago, and Nathalie Thompson King, thank you so much for coming by. And next time you're back down here, we'll take out that Ruth Chris Steakhouse deal, and we'll head to the beach, right?
Excellent.
Excellent.
All right, folks.
Look forward to it.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. after this very short and brief message.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
You're listening to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This week's property is located on California Boulevard up in Port St. Lucie, Florida. It is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath home with a 2-car garage. I'll bet there's probably 2 cats in the yard. Folks, this home has been totally redone, right down to the studs. Everything is brand new. The floors, the walls, the paint, along with a new refrigerator, microwave, dishwasher. It's in a great location. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2-car home. I mean, for crying out loud, who could ask for more? And with the right down payment, there is financing available. So make this house your home. Call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. Again, that's 561-351-8000. And she's standing by the phone right now. That's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For additional information, call them at 561-351-8000. You know, if you're looking for a home and you need a helping hand, then you should plan to attend REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop coming up this February the 23rd. Now, I know we're a little bit in advance on that date, but here's what happened. January's workshop was full to the point we had to move applicants to the February workshop. So you may want to call early and schedule your place. That's every fourth Sunday of the month from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. REACH hosts their first-time homebuyers workshop at their home office at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. When you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can pay or afford for your new home. For additional information about REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop, call them toll-free. You think you know the number by now? 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. REACH is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors. Remember what we said earlier about housing counselors? They're here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And, of course, as we said earlier, you know, HUD considers a first-time homebuyer someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So there's no excuse not to attend this valuable first-time homebuyers workshop. It starts Sunday, February the 23rd, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at 7 p.m. REACH headquarters, again, is located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. It's just south in the South Lake Shopping Center, about 1 mile south of North Lake Boulevard on Military Trail. To enroll, and I suggest you call and enroll early so you won't miss out, call their number at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. And now, And now, listen to this, it's time for Mort Ages. He has taken time to come by the studio and adorn us with his ever-ending knowledge and ranting facts. What do you got on the block? Hey, welcome back, Mort. You've been away. We missed you.
Well, you know, it's nice to be back in South Florida, especially with this weather.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was in the cold north, and boy, what a difference, man.
You were north of Chicago, right?
Very, very north of Chicago, yes, yeah. Anyway, but it's great to be back, and it's nice of you to offer me to do a little guest appearance. And as usual, I've always got a lot of things to say, you know?
A little rant.
Yeah. So here we go. My good listeners, when you applied for your home loan, you're forced to produce a lot of documents, bank statements, tax returns, W-2s, pay stubs, work references, personal references, and then you had to pay a ton of money up front before you could even get a mortgage approval, and finally, go and get the keys to your new home. But thanks to the big banks and investment firms, with this obscene fraud that you've heard about, you can lose your home in the blink of an eye. A mortgage company or servicing company or bank simply brings a copy, not the original, a copy of the original mortgage note that you were forced to sign your life away. That could also be one of those assigned notes because, you know, your mortgage was given to a servicer or another bank. They bring that in and, in the blink of an eye, record a new deed and your home is gone. Maybe they send you one letter, maybe they post a notice, but with the new laws, your home goes very quickly. So, the foreclosure documents, have you been heard, are not even reviewed. In many cases, a human doesn't even read them. And what about all the lawsuits about robo-signing? Some signatures were forged. Well, listen, my good listeners. If you get anything through the mail or if something is posted on your door, open those letters, read those letters, because something can be done. But now the consumer's got less time. So act quickly. We are Reach. We're here to help. Reachforhousing.org or 561-491-1670.
And that's the way it rolls. Mort, thanks for coming back in and adorning the studio. We love having you here. That's all the time left to us, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank our Reach staffers and our guests for doing such a great job. And remember, you can check out our archives at reachradioshow.com. That's reachradioshow.com. Or you can call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. See you next Saturday live from 12 to 1. Tell your friends about our show, and we're having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got